Act 1, Scene 2. The condition laid down by Portia's father for her marriage. This scene takes us to Belmont, where Portia lives. Portia's father, who is no longer alive, had left a will according to which Portia must marry only the man who chooses the right casket from among the three which are made of gold, silver, and lead respectively. The right casket would be the one which contains a picture of Portia. Portia had declared to stick to the terms of her late father's will and has announced that she would only marry the man who chooses the right casket. About half a dozen suitors had already come in Belmont but have gone away on learning the difficult conditions which the will of Portia's father imposes on those entering the contest. Portia herself not felt attracted by any of the suitors. But now a more determined suitor, namely the Prince of Morocco, arrives to try his luck. Portia has a maid by the name of Nerissa who serves as Portia's companion too, and a very witty and congenial companion she is. Now, Act 1, Scene 3. A bond signed by Antonio to get a loan from Shylock, a Jew. Bassanio, who needs money badly to go to Belmont and try his luck at the caskets, contacts a Jewish moneylender by the name of Shylock in order to obtain a loan of 3,000 ducats for a period of 3 months in the name of Antonio. At first, Shylock expresses his unwillingness to give a loan to Antonio on the ground that Antonio has always ill-treated him, abused him, and defamed him. Shylock says that even Jews are human beings who should be treated properly by the Christians. Antonio, who just then joins Bassanio and listens to Shylock's complaint against him and against the Christians in general, says that he would treat Shylock in the same way in future also. Therefore, if he is willing to lend the money as he would lend it to an enemy or any other person, he is ready to accept the loan. But Shylock, now perceiving an opportunity to take his revenge upon Antonio, agrees to give the required loan if Antonio is willing to accept the terms on which Shylock would give the loan. Shylock says that Antonio must sign a bond to the effect that if he fails to repay the loan within 3 months, Shylock would acquire the right to cut off 1 pound of flesh from any part of Antonio's body he might prefer. Antonio accepts this condition even though Bassanio is opposed to it. Antonio feels absolutely sure that his ships would return to Venice much earlier than the due date of the expiry of the period of 3 months, and that he would thus be able to repay the loan well in time. He signs a bond according to which the Jew would, in case of a default on Antonio's part, have the right to cut off a pound of flesh from any part of Antonio's body. So this, in short, is the analysis of the entire Act 1 of the Playgirls. We shall move on to the content of the drama from the next class. Thank you.